Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live on this fantastic, cold, sunny day in Pensacola, Florida. And I've got in front of me in the studio, I've got Brian and Craig from Morton Buildings. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning.
And Craig has promised he's going to keep his sickness to himself and not get the rest of us here contaminated. So, gentlemen, you know, we ran into each other not too long ago at one of the breakfast or ribbon cuttings for the chamber event and stuff.
Yeah, Santa Rosa,
and
yeah.
I think I just missed either your presentation or your moment to speak. But so tell me, what is Morton Buildings and what do you guys do?
Morton Buildings is a post-frame construction company. Typically, we skin our buildings in steel. We started in 1903 as an interlocking fence company, and then we evolved into we saw the need for buildings to house farming equipment.
Right.
And so we developed a building there then and have continued to just make it better and better quality, better strength, and have developed that into many different uses as well.
So, okay. So when you say interlocking, like we're talking like Legos and stuff, like no screws or anything?
No, the interlocking fence company, it was just that it was just fencing for farm.
Okay.
For farming.
Yeah.
And then we saw the need for the buildings. And then, so we did away with the fencing company and went into more of the buildings because that was a bigger
profitable
industry and more profitable.
I mean,
of course.
You can be honest. That's good. Wow. 1903. So over almost 125, almost.
Yeah,
100%. Getting there, huh?
Yeah.
So what brings you guys here to Pensacola? Because, or have you been here in Pensacola?
We started the Florida area, what, back? I'll let Craig. Craig has more of the history, I think.
Oh, in late 90s, we were in Florida, and Pensacola had representation in the past, mm-hmm. and we kind of retreated from it and brought Brian on board to start it up again. So
right.
We've had some presence in the area in the past.
And are you finding good luck with getting it started back up here?
Yeah, I've got a lot of interest so far. Of course, you know, the look of our buildings is, as soon as people see them, it's, you know, it catches your eye and it definitely makes people interested. I'm technically based out of Tallahassee office at this moment, mm-hmm. but the eventual you know, progress is to put up a building here and have an office.
That's
here.
It's a long drive, man.
Yeah, it is.
It's not every day, is it?
No, but I live here. I live here in Milton. No, okay. I don't go over to Tallahassee.
So,
every day.
So other than just kind of boots on the ground, what's been your tactics for getting the thing up and running again?
Mostly just getting out in the community. Of course, we started in the farming community, so I've been going over to different farm bureaus and things like that, trying to, you know, get involved in the farming community, let people know that we're here, stopping in at different businesses, of course, going to the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce and different things like that. I did a couple radio ads and just trying to get the word out that we're here, but people have definitely shown some interest.
Well, that's good. So, okay, so who's your ideal client? Like, what do they look like?
Ideal client is usually someone who's in their 30s, 40s, maybe later, that makes a good income because they're a higher quality building.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who is ready for that second purchase. They've usually purchased their home already, although mm-hmm. we do homes as well. But someone who is ready to put up that second garage, that second hobby building.
Tractor storage
or anything like that.
Barn.
And we also do the commercial as well. So,
okay. So what's the commercial stuff look like? Like who uses those?
Just about anybody. We've done golf courses where mm-hmm. we've done, you know, nice country clubs. We've done just big warehouses.
Yeah.
We go up to 150 foot wide for warehouses.
Very cool.
And it's all clear span construction.
So does it all kind of, it just like comes in pieces and you just really put it all together?
Well, we manufacture the whole structure of the building ourselves. Uh-huh. We have 6 manufacturing plants around the country. The nearest one here is in Garden City.
Okay.
And then, so we bring in the raw materials, we make it to fit our building. We build the, we manufacture the columns, the trusses, mm-hmm. Our steel and everything at those manufacturing plants, ship it all here. And then we have trained crews that erect the buildings.
So are they all custom built and measured, or do you have sort of standard sizes that kind of fit anywhere?
It's all custom.
Okay.
If you, whatever you can dream up, we'll make it fit. We'll build it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. So I want a building built. How does it work?
Well, you start by
sending some measurements or what?
No, absolutely. Start by giving me a call. Mm-hmm. I'll give you my phone number right now. It's 850-661-5149. And you can reach me directly through that. We'll set up a time. I'll come over and sit down with you in your home or at your business, whatever. And we'll draw something up that'll fit your needs. I ask you a bunch of questions about, you know, exactly what you're going to fit in there. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that, you know, overhead doors are the right size.
Yeah.
You
have no enough dead body storage or anything weird like that.
Right. Yeah. You know, we're actually getting in Colorado now. We're starting to, a lot of people are asking for buildings to grow
sure.
weed and oh, stuff I'm sure. and store weed.
I'm absolutely,
stuff.
I believe yeah. it. I totally believe it.
So, there's a lot of uses that people use our buildings for, but, yeah. But the biggest thing is to make it so that it's functional for your use.
Yeah. So now when we say building, I mean, I keep thinking like a warehouse, right? Like, I mean, is that how this looks or are these like full on insulated?
No. We can do any part, be a bare bones garage mm-hmm. to a fully insulated home or commercial building. Morton Buildings is unique to the marketplace, whereas this building is ours. This structure is all ours. Mm-hmm. We do the research and development for it. We spec out the highest materials, highest quality materials. We bring them into our plants. We manufacture them. We have our own in-house engineering company sales force. Mm-hmm. It's a Morton company sales force, and Morton erection crews. We have ownership like nobody else.
Right.
So we are unique.
So it's 100% Morton stuff, right?
It is a Morton shell. So this structure is our structure, and it can be applied to any use, pretty much. We do have our own warranty. It's an unmatched warranty in the industry. We do all kinds of repairs on our own buildings, whether warranted or not.
So that's cool. So I like the way that you guys are, you're from the beginning to the end.
Yes.
And then do the maintenance as well. So that's cool. All right, so it says farm, garage, hobby, equestrian. You're building anything you need to put four walls and a roof over, huh?
Correct.
All right, so residential, commercial. All right, so mini storage, retail, office, warehouse. I mean, this is cool. Churches. What kind of churches do you guys build?
Just about anything.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've done some really nice projects. A lot of them are up in like Ohio, Illinois, around where our actual, you know, base is,
right.
our corporate offices is. But we've done some, you know, all the way out into New England and all down here too as well.
Okay.
We do have a design build department now also, which would take our shell and complete it with all the subcontractors. So
yeah.
It'd be a finished project at the end.
Yeah. So I don't have to go pulling permits or anything, right?
No,
I call this guy and we're done.
Yeah. Architect, all the architectural work and everything we'll do.
That's cool, man. So, okay. So why one of these buildings instead of just building a house or calling a construction company or doing it myself?
There's some unique benefits to our building. One is the insulation or, you know, energy performance of our buildings. The way that we've made the structure and we insulate the walls. Since the wood structure, those wood framing adds an insulation value instead mm-hmm. of using steel. You're also spanning 7.5 feet is our average span between two columns. So we fill that with a full sheet of insulation instead of breaking it up. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot less breaks in the insulation. The other thing is aesthetics. Our buildings, we use hundreds of different types of trims in order to trim out windows, doors, the roof line.
Is that what a turkey tail is?
A turkey tail is something that comes off the peak of the building.
Okay.
Just
you construction guys would know that. I have no clue what that is.
A little bit added feature just to give it a little bit different look. And also the other major benefit to our construction is the clear span.
Uh-huh.
So you can do just about anything you want on the inside as far as floor plan or whatever, because we'll span up to 150 feet with no interior supports.
This is very cool.
A very strong structure. It's engineered by us.
So hurricane safe. Obviously,
yeah,
for down
much.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then snowstorm safe for up north.
Yeah. 50 year snow load warranty. So.
That's cool.
So, and it's also a maintenance free structure. And people in Florida find that very.
Oh, man. Especially with all the salt and stuff, man. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So,
if you spray it and forget it.
issue is a big one in Florida.
Very cool.
Yeah, our wind load warranty too is a 5-year no limit wind warranty. So we stand by our buildings that they're going to hold up.
So could one say that their insurance might actually be affected by, you know, in some savings wise,
yeah,
by having one of these? Very yeah. cool. Sure. All right. So what's the coolest one you've seen? Like, what's the coolest use you've seen one for? Like, was it hiding like a spy plane or like James Bond or something?
There's a National Post Frame Association, which basically is a group that is for post frame, and mm-hmm. we just won a award with a very nice horse facility and upper end home mm-hmm. in the horse facility, and that's in Sarasota County.
Nice.
So
with the rest of the horse facilities, because there's a bunch down there, isn't there?
Yeah. But it's a very high end, both on the horse and the
apartment. It's like cribs for horses.
yeah, it's very nice, and it won the award first place.
Very cool.
This year.
Well, so, congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, you must be doing something right. Well, you got 6 manufacturing sites, so you know, in order to keep that busy, you got to be doing some business. So,
$400 million in sales last year.
Wow, that's a lot of new buildings.
Yeah.
And then what about like disaster relief and stuff? Like, you guys go down into that? And
we
probably
don't get into that too much.
Yeah.
No.
Huh. I just figured. And these pop up pretty quick. Yeah.
Usually from when you sign a contract, we're about 4 months. So when we'll get a crew on the ground, but the crew is only there usually for 1 to 3 weeks, depending on the size of the building. I used to be on a crew in New Hampshire and did it for 9 months.
You said, dude, it's getting cold out here. I'm going to take the desk job.
Yeah.
Right on. I think that's what Craig was thinking too. He's like, dude, I'm tired of getting sick. man, this is really cool stuff. I'm impressed that, I know you can't see it here on the radio, but some of the pictures of what's in these catalogs. I mean, these are nice looking buildings. I love the one with the plane coming out. I mean, I could definitely use one of those, but I see they got like outhouses for the pool. They've got garages, barns. I mean, that thing right there, whatever that is. What is that? Horse stall?
Farm storage.
Yeah, that thing's building, huge. Yeah. But it looks like they're just legitimately just same old construction kind of built. But what you guys are saying is that all of this stuff has all kinds of stuff underneath it you can't even tell. So, and then there's beautiful houses in here. Like, who would have thought? So, okay. So let's just be honest. What's the average cost of one of these things kind of run?
That's a loaded question.
Of course it is. I mean, obviously they're custom built, so they're going to be different. But I mean, you got to have an average of starting point.
It is typically for a square foot price for one of our buildings. We'll start anywhere from $30, and we can go all the way up to $65 a square foot.
Yeah.
You start adding porches or extra windows, extra doors, entryways, and things. You know, that goes up.
Sure.
You know, the main point that we're not selling price, we're selling a quality building.
Right.
The price is an afterthought. It really is. Because
yeah. For you.
Well, for us, yes. But I mean, when you're talking about building a building, you don't want it,
right.
the price should yeah, be look, an afterthought.
You know, obviously, because, if you're going right. in, you're going in to do this, you know you're going to spend some money, right? I mean,
yeah.
you know, and, I'm going to build a building, so.
Right. And when you're talking about, you know, 20 years, 30 years down the road, and mm-hmm. you put a sheet of steel, replace a sheet of steel in our building, and the color still matches.
Right.
That makes a big difference in what you're spending
so,
money on.
So the value stays, right? So,
exactly.
So a lot of people get depreciation, I guess, on their house in some sense, but these probably don't as much.
They typically add value to your property, whereas, you know, you throw up a cheap steel building,
right.
where, you know, it's just a kit.
You're just another risk.
You're under a risk of it, you know, depreciating the value of your land with the look of it. And, you know, especially after 20 years and stuff, the paint starts to fade. We give a 35-year warranty on our paint against fading and chipping, and we stand by our paint and our steel quality.
Dude, I wish 100%. I had a 35-year warranty.
Yeah.
Right? Get some things replaced. Very cool, man. Well, okay, so if anybody else is interested in finding out some more information, where can we send them to?
www.mortonbuildings.com. They can go on Pinterest. We're on Pinterest. We're on Facebook. We're on... we have a site, what is it, that has the catalogs on it. You can actually look through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can. I sent the link to you, Keith.
Okay, so yeah, we'll put it when we share ours.
But we're just about on any social media network that you can find.
You said Pinterest first. It's like the first time I've heard that, but apparently it's a huge thing.
Oh yeah, people really look for our horse barns and our barn dominiums, as people call them. We do a lot of those. They're popular now. So
very cool.
People are getting into them.
Awesome. Well, we're getting to the end of time here, but I want to thank you guys both for coming out today. Mm-hmm. And good luck, man. I know this is it's not necessarily the easiest industry that you're in, right? But when you do it, you do it. And so there you go. Guys, you can find us at Picola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Picola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at PensacolaBusinessRadio.us. And this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.